Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
How you vote could soon change. This morning, we're taking a look at how this bill is taking a big step forward today as lawmakers push toward new rules despite opposition.
It's a pretty start this morning, but we do have the potential for some scattered showers and thunderstorms later today. We'll walk through the timeline. Plus, all new this morning, a church speaks out after one of its members is killed in a crash while taking her grandson to vacation Bible school.
New images coming in showing the destruction left behind after severe storms ripped through the southeast, including several tornadoes in Alabama and Georgia. 4:30 is the time right now on our Thursday morning as we get things started. We have some summer-like temperatures on the way for certain. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. Thank you for joining us. Feeling pretty comfortable out there right now.
Yeah.
It's going to heat up later on, though.
It's 4:30 right now. Just keep in mind.
Yeah, exactly.
<It's still early.
laughs> We're already warmer this morning by a good bit than we were this time yesterday. Yesterday, I was outside at East Wake High School, and I was wearing a jacket. Temperatures were in the 50s, but it's almost 70 right now in the Triangle area. And our dew point's up at 63, and so that's not bad. It's still in the fairly comfortable zone. And once it gets into the upper 60s, we're getting into, you know, pretty sticky feeling conditions. Futurecast showing quiet conditions right now. When I walked in, it was completely clear. We do expect to see more clearing, maybe a little bit of cloud cover down to the south. But skies will be clearing as we head through the morning. We'll see mostly sunny skies at lunchtime. But an isolated shower or thunderstorm is likely to pop up around 3 o'clock. We could see that in some of our southern counties. At 5 o'clock, we're seeing that up near the Virginia line. So no matter where you are, you could see a little pop-up shower or storm starting mid-afternoon and continuing on through the evening. There's 11 p.m. And it looks like we could see that again on Friday, too. Right now, we're looking at 59 in Roxborough, but 69 in the Triangle, 71 in Rocky Mount, 69 degrees in Fayetteville. So it is a pretty warm start for us out there. Our lunchtime temperature likely to be around 83, and we'll climb to almost 90 for the high this afternoon. We'll take a look at the weekend. It's still trending on the dry side coming up.
Following breaking news right now out of New Bern, where police are responding to a shooting that has left two people hurt right now. It's New Bern Avenue, and WRAL's Michael Grace is in the breaking news tracker live right near that scene. Michael, what are you learning from investigators at this hour?
Yeah, well, Jeff, those two men you mentioned, one shot in the foot, taken to the hospital, expected to survive. The other one was actually treated right here on scene and then released. But this is a massive scene. You can see the hotel right behind me, the police lights flashing. And then just about 50 yards in front of me is another scene with crime tape with shell casings all over the place. But I want to get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker to just show you the sheer size of what we're working with. All right, we're going to get that video here in the next half hour. But again, investigators going all throughout this hotel right behind me, knocking on doors, asking witnesses any sort of questions they can, because right now, Raleigh Watch Commander says no one is in custody. So we are going to be staying on top of the scene. They're processing some of those bullet casings as we speak and hopefully getting more answers as to who this shooter is. So we are going to stay on top of all those answers with Raleigh Watch Commander throughout the morning. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
The way we vote in upcoming elections in North Carolina could soon change. Today, a measure takes a big step forward despite opposition from several groups. WRAL's Keenan Willard joins us now live this morning to walk us through what we can expect to happen next and how soon this bill could become law. Keenan, good morning.
Good morning. Really, these changes could be twofold, one of them targeting voters themselves, while the other would change the actual makeup of the board that runs elections in our state. And as you said, we are going to see some changes there at the legislature this morning. Getting into some of the facts of these bills, the first one would impact mail-in ballots, eliminating the current 3-day grace period for these votes to still be counted after Election Day. It would also change the rules for same-day voter registration and make it easier to formally accuse someone of voter fraud. The other bill is aimed at the State Board of Elections. Currently, the party in the governor's office gets a 3-seat majority on that elections board. This bill would split the board evenly, 4-4, between Democrats and Republicans. Now, protesters and Democratic lawmakers spoke out against these bills last night, calling them a power grab that would restrict voting access in North Carolina. Now, GOP proponents say this is actually in response to concerns about election integrity among some voters. Now, both bills are expected to advance in the North Carolina Senate today, making them another step closer to becoming North Carolina law. Jeff.
All right, Keenan, thanks for that.
A ban on transgender student athletes on women's sports teams in North Carolina will likely move forward today. The ban is expected to reach the floor of the Senate, where it could get a full vote next week. It just underwent some changes to focus only on women's teams. Previously, the ban applied to men's teams as well. Lawmakers said they did not want to stop female students from joining men's teams. The ban affects transgender student athletes in middle school through college. Only two transgender students have applied to play on women's teams since 2019.
We're working to learn this morning if charges will be filed against two people detained after a targeted shooting that damaged homes and cars in Raleigh. Police say one person was hurt in that gunfire. That person's expected to survive. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there last night as investigators looked through evidence at the scene on Orchard Trace Way, just off Rock Quarry Road. And police have not named the two people who were detained.
And new this morning, a Johnston County church is grieving the loss of a grandmother. She died in a crash while taking her son to vacation Bible school. Princeton Church posted to their Facebook page asking for prayers and thanking first responders. Sky 5 flew over the crash on U.S. 70 in Johnston County. Highway Patrol says Jean Thompson was turning into the church when she hit a van. Thompson died. Her grandson and the driver of the van were taken to the hospital. We are working to learn their conditions this morning.
This morning, there's an urgent warning and bigger demand for water safety hours after a young boy was rescued on the Neuse River. Raleigh police and emergency crews responded Wednesday afternoon just before 4. This happened near Lock Raven Parkway and Old Millburney Road, right in the area known as Raleigh Beach. People on the river were able to pull the unconscious boy from the water moments before EMS arrived. And we're told that boy, who's about 9 or 10 years old, appeared to be on the river unsupervised. This is also a place that doesn't have any lifeguards on site.
There needs to be more eyes on what's going on.
At last check, that boy was conscious and recovering at the hospital. One witness we spoke with says he called 911 4 times. First responders say every second counts in these situations, and they say it's important to know your location when you call for help. This can help crews get to you sooner.
Well, as you wake up this morning, there's a widespread of damage left across the southeast after severe storms and tornadoes rolled through. Take a look at this. This is video from Alabama, where there are reports of several tornadoes. The severe weather downed power lines and trees, and people there also experienced hail the size of golf balls. You can see the high winds and tornado even tore the roof off of one structure. And that same storm system moved east, hitting parts of Georgia yesterday. This video was captured by Rand McDonald, showing what appears to be a massive tornado in Blakely.
A woman whose daughter took her own life 3 years ago today is working to bring awareness to teen suicide and mental health. Letitia McCauley will host her third annual Sierra Day event today. It's named in honor of her daughter, who took her own life June 15th, 2020. She was 19 years old. McCauley partners with the Lee County Sheriff's Office each year for the cookout in her honor. It's happening at Cameron Grove AME Zion Church in Broadway from 4 to 6 this afternoon. Also today, school leaders in Durham are working on a plan that will affect where thousands of students go to class. The Durham Board of Education will discuss the Growing Together initiative for middle and high schools at their meeting today. School leaders want to reduce pressure on over-enrolled schools by changing district lines, which would force some families to switch schools. The plan would take effect in the 2024 and 25 school year. A similar plan for elementary schools was approved earlier this year. An update to the case of Daniel Penny, the man who choked a homeless man on a subway until he died. Coming up, the announcement expected to come from a Manhattan grand jury today.
Plus, a scientific breakthrough in creating human life, how it could help scientists better understand the cause of miscarriages.
And we'll give you a live look in Durham this morning out at the DBAP. Cool now, getting warm, won't stick around very long. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us about that heat and humidity that moves in and chances for some evening thunderstorms.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. We're taking a live look at Apex right now. It's a nice quiet morning for us. Our temperatures are a little warmer than they were this time yesterday. We had some very cool temperatures yesterday. It's 70 degrees already in Fayetteville, 66 in Tarboro, 69 in Irwin, 64 in South Hill. You know, one of those, you know, really muggy, sticky, hot, and miserable July and August days, we tend to start off with our temperatures in the low 70s. So we're getting close to that. 72 in Goldsboro, 71 in Rocky Mount. But our humidity isn't as high as it could be if we were, you know, really in the middle of a hot summer pattern. We do have the potential for some late day thunderstorms. Keep that in mind if you're planning to exercise today. With our highs near 90, exercise is probably going to feel a little more comfortable this morning.
A Marine veteran who held a homeless man in a deadly chokehold on a New York subway is now facing an indictment. Today, the Manhattan DA is expected to formally announce the grand jury indictment against Daniel Penny on manslaughter charges. He surrendered to police last month and has been out on bond. He's charged in the death of Jordan Neely on May 1st. Witnesses say Neely was acting erratically on a subway car and shouting at passengers, but had not attacked anyone. Penny held Neely in a chokehold until Neely stopped breathing.
The Durham Police Department continues to investigate illegal dirt bike and ATV riders driving on major roads. Police say they're now looking for 30-year-old David Herring Jr. They say he was part of the group of more than 200 dirt bikes that rode through Durham last weekend. Police say he did not stop when officers tried to pull him over. Several arrests have already been made connected to the ride. Anyone with information on Herring's whereabouts is asked to call police.
We're going to learn more this morning about a Wake County school bus crash. We're told 40 students were on board when it happened Wednesday afternoon. Sky 5 flew over that scene on US 401 near Banks Road. One other vehicle was involved. No one was hurt. Also new this morning, Bill Cosby is facing another civil lawsuit for women accusing him of sexual assault. Nine women filed the lawsuit in a Nevada court yesterday. Each one says Cosby either gave them pills or tainted drinks and sexually assaulted them while they were drugged. The women say the encounters happened in Nevada between 1979 and 1992. The lawsuit was filed just weeks after a new law took effect in Nevada, eliminating the statute of limitations for most sexual assault cases.
Some good news about interest rates, but the relief may only be temporary. The Fed decided yesterday to put a pause on rate hikes for now and see how the economy responds. Officials have raised interest rates 10 times since last March in the attempt to slow down inflation. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that number will likely go up again soon.
Looking ahead, nearly all committee participants view it as likely that some further rate increases will be appropriate this year to bring inflation down to 2% over time.
And the Fed series of hikes has been the fastest rise in rates since the early 80s.
Pretty soon, civilians could be the ones responding to minor traffic accidents. The legislature passed a bill Wednesday to make that happen. Supporters say it would free up police officers to focus on more serious issues. Police would still go to major wrecks. The civilian investigators would handle fender benders. Fayetteville and Wilmington have done this for years, and it's been successful. Previous attempts to approve it statewide, though, have been shot down until now. You can get the full details on this at nccapital.com.
There's more controversy this morning over state Republican lawmakers' plans for students and teachers. The chairman of our state Board of Education sent a letter to the party sharing concerns from superintendents across the state. A big focus is expansion of school voucher programs. They write, this expansion will most certainly redistribute tax dollars away from school districts that are already struggling to meet the needs of their current student membership. It is unlikely that the county governments have the means to make up for any shortfalls generated by this expansion.
Two churches with female pastors are being kicked out of the Southern Baptist Convention. Denomination leaders announced the decision yesterday at their annual meeting in New Orleans. The church they are expelling are in Kentucky and California. The Southern Baptist Convention says having women as pastors goes against its interpretation of the Bible.
Researchers say they've created the world's first human synthetic model embryos. They say their embryo-like structures were made from stem cells, meaning there was no need for eggs and sperm. The team of researchers are from Caltech and the University of Cambridge. The embryos are at the very earliest stages of human development, so they do not have a beating heart or a brain. Scientists believe this kind of research could one day help them understand genetic diseases or what causes miscarriages.
4:47 is the time right now. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL studio right here. Now, yesterday, Elizabeth, you got out and about into some of that weather here today. Got some air conditioning going on. We needed a little more this morning.
Definitely. You know, if you're going to get out and exercise or, you know, walk the dog, that sort of thing, it definitely is going to feel more comfortable this morning. Our dew point's going to be up a little bit, and the higher this number is, the more muggy and sticky it feels outside. It's 67. That's a good bit warmer than it was this time yesterday. Temperatures will hold in the 60s until we get to around 9 a.m. We'll climb into the 80s by lunchtime. We're also looking at the potential for a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Everything's pretty quiet for us this morning. You can see partly cloudy skies. I saw a lot of stars as I came in this morning. But as we head through the morning into the afternoon, especially by, into the afternoon, we'll end up with a bit more cloud cover and a chance of a shower. Here's a look at lunchtime, and you can see partly cloudy skies. Around 5 o'clock, an isolated shower or thunderstorm pops up. Notice the coverage doesn't look too extensive, but by maybe 10 or 11 o'clock, we have a slightly better chance down in our southern counties. Right now, temperatures range from upper 50s to 70s. It's 70 still in Fayetteville, 71 in Rocky Mount. Those numbers might drop a little bit more over the next couple of hours. It's 67 in Southern Pines, and our cool spot is 59 up in Roxboro. Around town today, looking at 89 in Raleigh and Durham, looking at 90 in Fayetteville. We do have that chance of an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, and we're going to see the same thing again tomorrow. Our dew point right now is in the tolerable range at 63. You know, in the summertime, when it really feels oppressively muggy and uncomfortable outside, we're typically up around tropical. So, you know, we're keeping it, you know, we're not at comfy today, but tolerable. It does look like we could see that dropping a little bit as we get into the weekend. Saturday may drop into the mid-50s, but into next week, we're going to see those dew points climbing a little bit more. If you're headed to the beaches this weekend, it looks nice. Saturday and Sunday should be mostly dry. A tiny little shower, thunderstorm just inland from the beaches. 82 at Emerald Isle, Wrightsville Beach 80, and 82 at Nag's Head. So those temperatures right along the coast starting to warm up a little bit. Our mountain forecast also looks good. 82 in Asheville and 70s around Boone and Linville. Those higher elevations generally a little cooler, but our chances for thunderstorms pretty minimal. This is a look at temperatures as we get through the next several days. The light blue color, the light yellow color is going to be temperatures just above, just below normal. Looks like we're going to stay pretty pleasant and then really cooling down into next week. Notice how Wednesday solidly into the blue, and maybe because we're also looking at some much wetter conditions. Of course, we have Father's Day on Sunday looking at 91. Looks like it's going to be mostly dry. And then Juneteenth on Monday has a 50% chance of thunderstorms. But the Juneteenth celebration is Saturday, and we'll go over the forecast for that coming up in a little bit. But right now, it definitely looks nice. And then cooler next week with a better chance for some scattered storms.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, how bad do you want to go back to high school? Yeah. Well, is it enough to get you arrested? Because that's what happened to one woman. Coming up next, why her mother is also facing charges this morning in this really bizarre crime.
I can tell you, not that bad.
Yeah.
Plus, we're getting a first look at the lineup for the popular IBMA Bluegrass Live Festival. Stick around. We'll tell you who will be hitting the stage this year. In the era of viral and influencer, a Wake Forest work-at-home dad is capitalizing. He moonlights as a musician on TikTok. He's got quite a following.
Yeah, WRL News Plus anchor Grace Holland visited his at-home studio.
Many of us have found ourselves scrolling down our feeds looking for the next thing to hold our attention.
Thank you for calling BankOnNet Moneylenders.
For those on the screen, it can be hard to keep it for longer than a second.
You gotta keep on.
But Luke Reynolds stops his viewers for hours with his music.
Follow along with me.
This is what fans see when watching Luke's live concerts on TikTok. Behind the screen, Luke Reynolds performs in the upstairs playroom in their Wake Forest home.
Like I joke, I change into like Superman at night and come do this and then turn back into normal guy during the day.
Luke has a home office for his day job as an account manager for Cisco.
Girls come home about 3, and then at 5 o'clock I stop, and then like that's just like normal dad stuff until they go to bed.
It's not just a phone. that you're talking to is a person on the other end.
Followers are not just giving him likes and leaving comments.
TikTok fans paid for these guitars, which is pretty cool. They've literally paid for everything in this corner, pretty much, and it would be well into the thousands, like in the tens and 20,000 range.
The money from tips also funded two original songs and a music video.
They just won't come together.
But it's the messages, not the money, that keeps him motivated to perform.
People on TikTok who would message me and say, like, my brother died, my mom died, I am so broken, I feel so, like, alone and broken, and your lives really are what keeps me going.
It's Luke's hope that his viewers can find more than just music coming from his side of the screen.
We, every night around 10 o'clock, we get together.
In Wake Forest, Grace Holland, WREL News.
We have a real nice family community there. So
well, adulting can be a challenge at times, but have you ever wanted to relive your high school days? Well, one woman did, and now she's facing charges. Police in Louisiana say the 28-year-old posed as a 17-year-old high school student. They say that she used a fake ID to trick the school into admitting her. It included a fake passport and a birth certificate. The woman and her mother were both arrested and charged for injuring public records. It's not known why the woman wanted to enroll in school or how long she was in classes before they said, you don't belong here.
That's amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we're getting our first full look at the lineup for this year's Big Bluegrass Festival in downtown Raleigh. This year's popular IBMA Bluegrass Live will feature headline performers including Molly Tuttle, Golden Highway, Jerry Douglas, Missy Raines, and Allegheny, with special guest Allison Brown. The 11th annual event kicks off September 29th. Stages will be set up at Red Hat and also stages all around downtown. WREL is a proud sponsor of the event, and you can find more information at WREL.com. in the Out and About section.
New changes to a proposed bill that would ban transgender women from playing on girls' sports teams in school. The next steps the bill now faces before it could become law.
Plus, some people in the Southeast are waking up to damage left from severe storms. We'll show you the moment tornadoes touched down there and what they left behind.
And summer is here, and one struggle that parents face is getting their kids off the tablets and outside. We have some advice that could even improve your kids' health.